It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Fowle, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Are you going to be playing this game throughout the entire thing?
Maybe. I don't answer to you.
Before we started recording, Thomas was like, oh, I just fucked up this stealth mission, and I'm just shooting everybody with tranquilizers. And then 30 seconds later goes, all right, I've run out of ammo. Now I'm shooting to kill. So that's going to be fun to
Stuff is getting serious, okay?
Yeah, you really got to shoot those guys in that video game.
Well, hopefully I don't have to shoot them, but if I have to, I will.
Mm-hmm. We're going to bring you to court.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
This is evidence now.
I'm Adam Jensen. You can't bring me to court.
I can bring you to court.
Nuh-uh.
I have the physical capabilities. You work at a courthouse, right?
Yeah, I do.
Doing time for that crime?
Yeah, that's what people tell me. People say that's why I'm there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Thomas. Well, I got one question for you, and one question only, and that is, did you watch Survivor Borneo last night?
Maybe.
Did you?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that would have been really funny if you just didn't watch the episode. I watched this episode twice this week. So I would have been like, oh, weird that you didn't see it, because I'm very familiar with it. This episode was called Thy Name is Duplicity, aired July 19, 2000, a date in which I was 9 years old. How old were you, Thomas?
I was still 8 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I believe I was still 38 years old.
Well, you're going to have to update me on that as the weeks
It's, I mean, he's going to stay that age, I think, because his birthday is in March, like yours is.
Oh, that's when my birthday is. Is he also a Pisces?
I assume.
Okay, nice.
The defining trait of Pisces, I believe, is believing that airplanes are not democracies.
That's what my horoscope says every day, and I'm like, I get it. I know that.
I've known that. You agree to follow the rules.
I was like, I don't know what airplanes are, and I don't know what democracies are, but I know that one is not the other.
Obviously.
Last week's episode of Survivor Borneo had 24.5 million viewers. Do you think this one increased or decreased its viewers?
I bet it increased it.
It did, by approximately 1.5 million viewers, up to 26 million.
Damn,
now.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. Okay, so in the episode, Jeff tells the audience that the contestants are now vying for something called the Immunity Talisman. When did they start referring to it as a necklace and not a talisman?
That's a good question. I think they should go back to calling it a talisman.
It's fun, right?
Just IMO. It is, it is fun.
I agree. This is a fun show. At camp,
when I watch Survivor, I'm like, we have fun here.
At camp, Jenna believes there was a conspiracy to take out Gretchen. Sean says there's
But you know, it's not fun. Teenage pregnancy. Turns chair around and sits down.
Hey, folks. We've had a lot of fun here today. Let's talk about one thing and one thing only. You should not be getting pregnant if you're a teen.
Drugs.
You should only be doing drugs if you're a teen.
But yeah, they're only cool if you do them while you're a teen. I've been fired as a DARE officer several times. Keep bringing me back for some reason.
I would love a rogue DARE officer who, like, just turns his back on the force and, like, starts selling drugs.
It's a loose cannon DARE officer who loves drugs.
I'd watch that show or live in that society. Probably better if it's a real life.
I mean, we do live in a society. I can confirm that.
We do live in a society. When I see cops, my thought is, why so serious, you know? they always are mean.
Yeah,
mean,
I'm like, let's put a smile on that face.
Like, hey, you guys, we're having fun here. And then they go, eh? And then we both point at each other and laugh as we walk down the street. City living, you know? Okay, so then Sean says there's no reason to take out Gretchen other than strategy. Rudy reveals that it was his idea to take out Gretchen because she was emerging as the next leader. Rudy is ruthless. That's why they call him Rudy.
Yeah, that's why. That's why they gave him the name Rudy when he came to the island.
His name was Dave beforehand.
Jeff renames everyone. It's like Ellis Island. Jeff makes people
kind
take
of,
different
yeah.
names.
They're like, you know, we're going to call you on a first name basis, so you seem like a ruthless type. We'll call you Rudy. Jervis is a Purvis, right? So they call him Jervis.
Jervis the Purvis. They also, he kept asking people if they were offended, so they're like, we'll mm-hmm. give you a name that's similar to Ricky, like Ricky Jervis.
And everyone was like, who is that?
I don't know.
The year is 2000. 1999 was 4 months ago. It was the 20th century
It just seems like it'll be relevant in, like, 15 years.
Ricky Jervis says that if it happens again, there's for sure an alliance. Ricky is not quick up on the game.
You're saying that Ricky is not quickie?
Ricky is not quickie. Jenna comes up with a plan to form an alliance with all the women. Sue agrees to the plan and says the guy's numbers are limited. But she is lying. She is sticking with her alliance. Good luck,
That's
Sue.
Why they call it an alliance.
Oh! I see what you did there. So now they have twice as many people in the camp. They have to get better at rationing their food, which upsets Rudy the Ruthless Killer. Richard is the tribe's go-to fisherman, and Jervis says that Richard is in a good position. Richard realizes that people love the fish he catches and says that he would be willing to eat rice for 17 more days if he had to, but since people like fish, he's going to stay in the game. Pretty smart guy. He's like a TJ Morey. That's what they should have called Rich.
Yeah.
TJ. Because he's a smart guy. When did Smart Guy premiere?
Probably sometime around the same time Survivor did. It might have been maybe a little earlier, but...
Might have also been a little later.
That is also entirely possible. There are many angles for this.
TJ. The only TJ in my heart is TJ Lavin.
Lee J. Tavern.
Sure. What are we talking about? Greg is onto Rich's game.
Greg Grunberg.
He says, so every time I use a name, are you just going to refer back to another person who has a similar
name?
You
know what show Greg Grunberg was in?
Lost.
Yep. He was also in every other J.J. Abrams thing ever made.
He was also in Heroes. NBC's Lost. NBC's Gilligan's Island. Greg says Rich has a lot going on in his head and selectively decides what he shares with us. Rich has a hard time getting a read on Greg, but Jenna is starting to turn on Greg. She calls him a chameleon. Greg chats with Colleen, but then compares her to a kitten in his talking head, which felt weird.
That was weird. Greg sucks. This episode, he was really terrible in this episode.
I've never been the biggest fan of him, but this kind of cemented my dislike of
him. Yeah, he sucks a lot.
He's never been back, I don't think, which is surprising, because I think a lot of people liked him.
Why?
I'm assuming. Because he's, like, funny.
Is he?
Somebody said that one time. I'm inclined to believe them. Why would they lie to me? Rich says that he likes Greg and would like to get to know him more, but would rather have $1 million. Rich, playing the game all the time. Great job, dude. I hope you'll win. And then I hope you do your taxes correctly.
ABPTG, always be playing the game.
Yep. That's the slogan of the show. At Treemail, they learn that the reward challenge will be something from home, or the reward will be something from home. The challenge will be an archery competition.
They give them time to practice archery.
Yeah, right?
It's not something you see very often anymore, them being able to practice the challenge beforehand.
Practice?
Yeah, we talking about it?
I think we are. Jeff comes up to the beach on a boat and pulls out a large box, or as I wrote in my notes, Jeff comes to the beach on a boat and pulls out a large boat.
I noted it was nearly 15 minutes into the episode before Jeff showed up.
Jeff was in the first scene. What are you talking about?
I mean, before he showed up to do anything.
Oh, that's pretty normal, though, isn't it?
I mean, not for... I think for current seasons, that's not really the case.
Well, when, in current seasons, does he show up until the challenge? Maybe they get into the challenge earlier in current seasons.
I mean, who knows?
Look, I've forgotten everything from current seasons because we're watching this season, and I'm wholly invested in it.
Yeah, I only care about this season.
Yeah. Season 1 is the only one. Season 1 of Survivor.
As far as I'm concerned, this is the only season of Survivor there's ever been.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, initially it was just called Survivor, not Survivor Borneo. And then they changed the name. And then they changed the name again.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Makes you think.
It really does. Hey, we live in a society, am I right?
That's, people keep telling me that.
He opens the box to reveal a TV, and then he tells them that the winner gets to watch a video that their loved one sent them, and then shows them each a brief clip from their video. Everybody except for Jenna, her family did not send a tape back in time.
This was very sad.
It was incredibly upsetting. So she starts to cry, and then just looks up at Jeff and just says, "Are we going to do the archery now?"
I felt so bad for Jeff having to tell her that, too.
Yeah.
Because she was, I think, by far the most excited of anyone for that.
Yeah. Well, she's also, I think, the most excited about anything from anybody left on the show. She seems like a very excitable person and a very, like, caring person as well, which, you know, works well with this challenge.
Sure, yeah.
Do you think they actually didn't send the tape, or do you think that, like, producers kept it?
That would be fucked up if the producers kept it.
That would be incredibly fucked up. I want to believe they wouldn't do that.
No, yeah, I mean, I believe that they would do it, I don't want to think about them doing it.
Yeah. I want to believe that Survivor X-Files. Producers are... I want to believe that Survivor producers are X-Files.
I want to believe X-Files.
Okay, so then they do the archery and Greg wins. Good job, Greg.
Good job, Greg Grunberg. You did it.
So proud of you, boy. The tribes gather to watch the video that Greg's sister sent. It was very weird. While everybody watches the video, Jenna practices her archery. It's a very good scene. I think we should have more scenes like this of people, like, really feeling what's going on emotionally.
Agreed.
We don't get enough of that. Jeff, first thing, bring back the Jeff ski. Second, show some emotions in these characters. They're not all pawns. They're some of them are real people. When they film a video to return to Greg's sister, Rudy says, "We got to put up with this 2 more weeks. Then we might kill him."
This was the best part of the episode. He's like, "Would that be?" I believe he also says, "Would that be doing you a favor?"
Yeah, would that be doing you a favor? Ruthless Rudy, love him.
That's what Jervis we all call him.
We do. Since day one, we've been calling him that. Jervis sees Jenna as a potential threat because they are both single parents. I didn't know that about either of them before this episode. I forgot that either of them even had kids.
Now you can never not know it.
I mean, yeah, that's how memory works.
That's all I'm saying.
And you bring up a good point, I guess. Sue says she doesn't like feeding Jervis because he's lazy. Jervis lists a bunch of people at camp and their jobs and calls himself the tribe's entertainer. Okay.
It's the tribe jester.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a necessary thing, but it does look like you're just sitting around.
I mean, is it though?
I mean, kings had jesters.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way.
At the immunity challenge, they have to run through a maze in a jungle while carabined to a rope. Jervis wins. Good for Jervis. Good job, Jervis. That's what we call him. At camp,
big win for the tribe entertainer.
Yeah. You know, people don't give the jester enough credit in the kingdom, but he's important, too. Everybody needs a jester.
It's true.
You agree with that, yeah?
I think we can all agree with that.
We can all agree that everyone needs a jester. At camp, what's her name? Kelly says she doesn't like voting people off because she feels like a backstabber and a liar. Rudy says that his alliance is the only people with a plan, it seems. Kelly asks, how can you be true to yourself and be honest and play this game? And you know what? You can't.
Them's just the facts.
That's just the whole show. Okay, so the old Pagong tribe considers forming their own alliance to combat the old Tagi alliance. Here's the thing, though. They've only got 4 people, and they somehow think that that can help in their case when there's 5 people on the other side, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
How's your game?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
like the show.
Yeah, the drive on the show. That's a good one. Cool. So the game's fun. This show is fun. This show is particularly fun.
The show is fun. It's a fun show.
We are having fun here. Hi, I'm Rosario Dawson, here to say, Rosario Dawson, this isn't Cheers, but hey, we're going to have some fun.
We do have some fun here.
That's probably the furthest callback we've ever done, and I love it. Listen back to episode, what was that, 72 or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it was one of them. It was one of those numbers.
We had a pretty good bit a long time ago. That was fun. Anyway, what I was going to say was this show is fun because of the wildlife shots.
Hey!
We got a big bird with long wings. We got a monkey, we got a water monitor, we got a caterpillar, we got a spider and a crab and a snake. And what Rich caught, he said, was a nurse shark. But as I read more about the nurse shark, the less I think he caught a nurse shark. Because...
caught a shark nurse.
Yeah. It was a regular great white shark, but in a nurse's outfit.
And he was like, hello, nurse shark.
Yep.
That's what he said.
He did say that. And I thought that seemed a little weird. So Borneo is in the South China Sea, right?
Sure.
But the nurse shark is abundant in North America, and also exists in South America, but they are threatened in South America and the Atlantic Ocean. They are also on the western coast of Africa and somewhat in Europe, which means not in the South China Sea.
Sure.
So I don't think Rich was right that he caught a nurse shark. Or one got over there. It's possible.
I mean, there's a lot of things that could have happened. I think that's what we learned from this.
Yes.
There are many angles to this.
One particularly interesting thing about the nurse shark is they are weirdly cool with being captured and tagged for research. They're just, like, really chill sharks, apparently.
They love it.
Yeah. They are ranked 4th in the world in biting humans.
Damn!
Because they're, like, very slow and docile, so swimmers will get too close to them.
Damn, they're 4th seeded. That's impressive, yeah. Nurse sharks.
Hey, that's final 4 seeding right there. Potentially. I don't know why I had to clarify that. I think people understood what I meant.
Let's not go crazy here.
Hey, an 11 seed made it to the final 4 once. What's the lowest seed to ever make it? 11 to the final 4?
I have no idea.
Thomas, you're a basketball
13,
expert.
13? Maybe 14? I don't know.
Probably a 16.
Yeah, definitely.
Who's the lowest seed to ever win? 16.
16.
They reach about 10 feet in length. The shark that Rich caught, not 10 feet long. They have small mouths. Oh, this is so fucking crazy. They have small mouths, so they generally feed on small prey, but they can bite into something and thrash their head around to make it a more manageable size to eat. I love it. They also have a natural rivalry with the American alligator.
Sure, they hate each other.
Okay. Let's get into this tribal council. Jeff explains that the person who is voted out tonight will become the first member of the jury.
Wait, I'm sorry. Maybe it's because I was playing the game and I wasn't...
What?
Maybe it was,
you're playing a game right now?
Maybe it's because I wasn't paying close enough attention, but did you talk about like the weird like thing with Greg where he was like, I like pushing buttons, which is why I made a bunch of weird suggestive comments about my sister. And Rudy was like, oh, I don't like that.
Oh, no, I don't think we mentioned it. I wrote it down as I was watching the episode, but I didn't think it was necessary for me to transcribe it into my
Rudy,
actual
Rudy
notes.
Was like, I got like some weird vibes, like incest or whatever. I don't know.
Rudy, Ruthless Rudy did not say vibes, but he was like, it sounded like he was talking about some kind of incest.
Yeah, something like that. And then Greg was like, man, wouldn't it be crazy? I just love pushing buttons.
It's just so funny. Don't you want to, like, fuck your sister, but as a joke?
He's, like such an early edgelord. This is, like, before the internet. I mean, the internet existed, but the concept of, like, an edgelord was not. It was in its infancy.
Yeah, it was a little harder to come by. Ew.
Mm.
I don't like what I just said. Okay, let's get into this tribal council. Jeff explains that the person voted out tonight will become the first member of the jury who will decide who wins in the end, and he asks Richard, how can you get to the final two while still being likable enough to win? That's the whole show.
It's true.
That's what the whole show is about. Outwit, outlast, outplay. It's good. They really hit the nail on the head with that tagline, huh?
Yeah, they got it in one.
Jenna realizes that Gretchen was voted off because she was a threat and says that she'll take it as an honor. She'll wear it as a badge of honor if she gets voted off. So, like, spoilers. Both Sue and Kelly deny that there is any alliance. There's both of them just like, yeah, I just vote for the person I don't like the most. Like, okay, sure. Colleen tells them that she wouldn't be willing to do anything for the money. And then they vote. Sean continues his voting in alphabetical order. The next person should have been Jervis, but he had to be skipped because he won immunity. So he's voting instead for Greg. And he says, I don't think this vote's going to mean very much. Which is the funniest vote I think that's ever happened. So Jeff reads the votes. Jenna gets the first three. Greg gets the next five. Which means... Sean's vote really didn't have much of a difference in the game.
Owned.
Okay, so that's Survivor.
Oh, also talk about Greg's extremely hilarious reaction to getting voted
so
off.
So funny, right? He was like, "Oh no, I don't want to." Who was it who was like, "I don't think these people are taking this game seriously"? She was right. Greg fucking sucks. I'm glad he's never come back.
I'm glad he's dead.
I am. I don't think he's dead. If he is, sorry,
I mean,
sis.
You don't know he's not dead.
That's true. I don't know him personally. And I wouldn't want to. If we're being honest. Just kidding, Greg. We love you. If you want to come on the show.
No, he's not allowed on the show.
You're not allowed on the show.
If you want to come on the show, too bad.
Are we banning Greg's name from the podcast now?
No, we're not going that far. That's only that's only reserved for special people like...
Yeah, okay.
Or,
That's not a person.
Hosted
show.
By John Cena.
That's, I do love John Cena. I was at a bookstore yesterday, and I opened up a Where's Waldo book because I'm 6 years old. And there was a portrait of a wrestler... And it looked very much like John Cena, and it made me laugh very hard. It wasn't John Cena. It was like a Where's Waldo anime or drawing style. But
and Where's Waldo anime sounds amazing.
I would watch it. I don't even watch anime. I'd watch that shit, though. Okay, Thomas, you want to hear what happened on the challenge chunk? Or, alternately, do you want to continue playing Deus Ex? That's the game you're playing,
I mean,
right?
Look, well, yeah, we'll talk about... We can do both, you know?
We can do both. We have been doing both. Okay, so this is the third episode of the season, the first one with an elimination. Great. The voting is done in secret. Each team votes one time, except for the winning team of the last challenge, who gets two votes. Polly and Natalie receive the most votes. At the elimination, it is revealed who all voted for Polly and Natalie.
Oh-ho!
So, Polly and Natalie get to choose their opponents from the people who voted for them.
Interesting.
Isn't that fun? So they choose Cam and Kayla. I know that you're a big fan of Cam, as I am too.
I am.
All of America, except for Natalie and Polly, apparently. So one person is locked in a cage, the other person is strapped into a resistance band, and they have to hand the caged person puzzle pieces from far away to climb up and escape the cage. Cam is incredibly supportive of her partner and hypes Kaylee up throughout the challenge. Polly and Natalie don't see eye to eye as well, and they lose. Cam and Kaylee win. So that they're going to Redemption House. Also in Redemption House, there's a lot of sexual tension between Chuck and Brittany, two people from a season of Are You the One You Did Not See. New season starts August 8th, and I'm fucking pumped. Okay, here we go. Speaking of MTV shows...
I want my MTV.
Yesterday I said out loud, I love MTV, and then heard myself say that and said, do I sound like a real Gen Xer? And I did. If anybody wants to send me an MTV, like, original logo t-shirt...
I would wear the hell out of that. That sounds great.
No, they're sending it to me, Thomas.
If anyone wants
don't
to send
be wearing
me,
my shirt.
If anyone wants to send me an 80s MTV
or
logo
90s.
Shirt.
They used the same logo up until like 2008. They did not change their
if
logo.
If anyone wants
for
to send
a
me a 2007 logo MTV.
If anybody wants to send me the Teen Mom MTV logo, I'll wear it. I would.
If anyone wants to send me an MTV
logo.
2 shirt.
Oh, if anybody wants to send me an MTV Trace t-shirt, I would wear the hell out of that. Does that channel still exist?
What channel?
MTV Trace?
I literally didn't know it existed to begin with.
Oh, yeah. It was like the third MTV, which just played like reruns of Pimp My Ride and... what's the other show? Wild and Out, I think.
And, like, did it play, like, Next?
No, Next was MTV Prime, my dude.
I mean, like, reruns of Next is more...
Probably. I'm so upset that Next doesn't exist anymore.
It's a real shame.
They really... Like, that's prime for a reboot. Let's make it... Let's get it started.
Let's bring it back, guys.
Okay, new hashtag, reboot next. Just kidding.
Reboot next!
Reboot next! okay, our actual hashtag that we're using for this current time period is The Miz on Survivor. We want to see The Miz from MTV and WWE on Survivor. Imagine being in Tribal Council. Tribal Council is live, right? And The Miz just stands up and lifts his hand up and goes... My hand goes up, your mouth goes shut, and then everybody be quiet. Everybody be quiet.
Everybody be quiet.
So
it's a very good point.
This is Survivor Bee Island, where everybody brings a pet bee, and they're all quiet when the Miz's hand goes up. So that's a fun bit. Our show's Twitter is CYWSLN. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Scheindel.
It's just a fun little bit that we do.
If you want to follow Thomas on Twitter, you can do that at Tom_not_Tom, but the first Tom has an H in it. Try to figure out where.
you'll never guess.
It's the very first letter. Just kidding.
But not really.
You review us on Apple Podcasts. New season starting up. Like 2 months.
Crazy.
We're going to finish this season, and then we'll figure out what to do for a few weeks between seasons.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all we've got today.
I love this game. NBA. That used to be their slogan.
Have a great summer.
Deuces. The day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel fuel injected iron. Stepping out over the line, baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. I wanna get out while I'm still young. Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Well, when did you let me in? I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rims. Strap your hands across my engine. And together we could break this trap. We'll run till we drop, and baby, we'll never go back. Walk with me out on the wire. Girl, I'm just a scared and lonely rider, and I gotta know how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild. I wanna know if love is real.
Ooh, that was a big old bird.
Whoa, easy there, fella.
I had a burger. We were gonna go to brunch, and then the place we went didn't serve brunch. They only served lunch, so I got a big old burger. No, I mean, you're drinking a big old coffee, and my stomach's just like, buddy, what you doing there?
Please stop. Leave me be.
I don't like what's going on here.
Well, I want to die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight, in an everlasting kiss. Well, the highway's jammed with broken heroes on our last chance, our drive. Everybody's out on the run tonight, but there ain't no place left to hide. And together we could live with sadness. I'll love you with all the madness in my soul. Someday, baby, I don't know when we're gonna get to that place that we really wanna go, and we'll walk in the sun. Feeling tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Oh, 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 oh. You do it.
Okay, no more fucking around. I'm shooting to kill now.